This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Everyone at Thumb Cellular sends warm greetings and offer prayer for peace as we anticipate the new year. Happy holidays from Thumb Cellular. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Justin Bartlett was arraigned on Monday, December 15th on charges of possession of cocaine as a habitual third offender. As part of the plea agreement with the prosecutor, a license suspension will be dismissed. Bartlett is scheduled to return to court for sentencing on March 9th at 10 a.m. His bond will remain in effect as previously set under the conditions at the time. And the Huron Area Technical Center is proud to recognize Lindsay Peruski as the December 2025 Student of the Month. Lindsay, a senior at Ubley High School, is a second-year student at HATC's Hospitality and Food Service Program. She's a daughter of Robert and Debbie Peruski of Ubley. For the past 2 years, Lindsay's been a steady and exceptional leader in her program. Known for her quiet strength and professionalism, she consistently earned straight A's while demonstrating a personal drive to expand her skills. Her instructors and classmates rely on her not only for her academic excellence, but also for her willingness to support others. Beyond the classroom, Lindsay is a 2-year Skills USA participant, a member of the National Technical Honor Society, and an active contributor to student leadership. After graduation, Lindsay plans to pursue a dietitian nutrition degree with aspirations of working in hospital setting. Her ultimate goal is to use her knowledge and passion for food to improve the health and well-being of others. She'll be honored during a luncheon at the Main Street Cafe located inside the Huron Area Technical Center and receive a certificate of award. And the Port Huron City Council approved an agreement for a 2026 to 2030 with BMJ Engineers for marina maintenance. BMJ Engineers do sonar and depth surveying of the Black River to determine if it needs to be dredged. Because the river has not needed to be dredged in the last few years, it's anticipated that dredging will have to be done in 2026, but that cannot be determined until after the survey of the river is done. The council approved applying for grants to do some park work. And the council's applying for a $25,000 grant application to the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Legacy Fund to resurface a tennis and pickleball court at Lincoln Park for tennis, and applying for a $25,000 grant for a half-court basketball project in Renaissance Park. And we will return right after this.
Hey, hey, hey! It's me, Selfie the Elfie! I'm Thumb Cellular's official elf on the shelf, professional gift snooper, and bringer of big news! I've been peeking at the presents, scrolling through the wish lists, and I found something awesome to share. Thumb Cellular just got the brand new Google Pixel 10 and the Google Pixel 9a. Oh yeah! Brand new phones just in time for Christmas. These prices are so good, I'd wrap one up for myself! Except, candy canes don't count as payment, but you can get these amazing deals. And it is the perfect time to upgrade. Pictures of cookies, pictures of snow, and selfies. They all look better on the new Google Pixel phones. If you want all the deets, stop by or head to thumbcellular.com/deals. So upgrade, switch, shop, unwrap, and sparkle. Whatever you gotta do. But do it now before Santa realizes I stole the list. This is Selfie the Elfie from Thumb Cellular saying Merry Christmas, Happy Pixeling, and may your holiday be full of deals that even Santa can't top.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Special Counsel Jack Smith appeared before a House committee to defend his team's investigations into the 2020 election. Smith emphasized that his office operated on proof beyond a reasonable doubt, responding to lawmaker inquiries regarding the integrity of the judicial process during the transition between administrations. In a major foreign policy shift, President Donald Trump demanded today that Venezuela return land and oil rights to the U.S., claiming they were illegally seized. The administration has threatened a naval blockade of Venezuelan oil tankers if the demands are not met, escalating regional tensions. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. And everyone at Thumb Cellular sends warm greetings and offer for prayer for peace as we anticipate the new year. Happy holidays from Thumb Cellular.
14 years in prison for killing a young woman. A 15-year sentence for a crash that caused three deaths. 12 and a half years for killing a child and critically injuring her mother. All true stories. All caused by marijuana-impaired drivers. No matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing you all a Merry Christmas. And from our family here at Thumb Broadcasting, we wish you and yours a blessed holiday season.